Quezon Voice News, The Global Link.
The Bank of Zambia cuts policy rate by 75 basis points to 13.5%. Wama issues flood alert to residents in Kanchuria, Chinsali and Kasama districts. And no injuries as Somali passenger plane veers off runway after crash landing. Good afternoon. With a lunchtime news at 13, I'm Angel Kasabo. The Bank of Zambia has reduced the monetary policy rate by 75 basis points from 14.25% to 13.5%. Bank of Zambia Governor Denny Kalialia said the decision was made following a further decline in inflation in the fourth quarter of 2025. The projected faster fall of inflation into the 6-8% target band than previously forecast in November 2025 and the need to maintain an appropriate monetary policy stance. Speaking during a press briefing in Lusaka today, Dr. Kalialia said overall inflation declined to 11.2% in December 2025 from 12.3% in September 2025. He attributed the decline mainly to the continued impact of the bumper maize harvest from the 2024 to 2025 farming season and the appreciation of the kwacha against major currencies. Inflation is projected to fall into the 6-8% target band and is expected to be within the band by the second quarter of 2026 before moving towards the lower band by the second quarter of 2027, said Dr. Kalialia. Dr. Kalialia further said that the appreciation of the Zambian kwacha was supported by improved foreign exchange supply and better market sentiment following the sovereign credit rating upgrade, a surge in copper prices, and the staff level agreement reached to the International Monetary Fund, IMF. He added that the continued strong supply of foreign exchange from the mining sector and the foreign financial institutions, along with the implementation of recent policy reforms, including the issuance of the currency directive in December 2025, had strengthened market confidence. Meanwhile, Dr. Kalialia announced that gross international reserves increased to $5.5 billion as at the end of December 2025, equivalent to 4 months of import cover, up from $5.2 billion at the end of September 2025.
Then for the last projection, it was projected to be 7.6%, and for the three quarters in the year it was at 6.6%. So you can see that there is further progress in terms of the reduction in inflation. Then we turn on to the foreign exchange market. We have already been talking or heard about the appreciation of the kwacha. So the kwacha appreciated further in the fourth quarter by 4.1%. The previous quarter it had been appreciated by 3.1% against the US dollar. This was supported by the pickup in foreign exchange supply and improved market sentiment.
Meanwhile, the Economics Association of Zambia EAZ Board of Directors has congratulated government on achieving single-digit inflation in January 2026, describing it as a national milestone in price stability. The board notes that this achievement marks a decisive policy victory after several years of elevated inflationary pressures. It also highlighted that the outcome reflects strong political will at the highest level of government, disciplined fiscal management by the Treasury, and consistent monetary policy by the Bank of Zambia. The board also commended the central bank for anchoring inflation expectations through transparent communication, data-driven policy decisions, and efforts to strengthen confidence in financial markets. The Ministry of Finance and National Planning deserves a commendation for maintaining fiscal restraint and prioritizing macroeconomic stability, creating the environment necessary for reducing inflation, said the board in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. The board has, however, cautioned that sustaining single-digit inflation will require continued vigilance against potential supply-side shocks, fiscal spillages, and external vulnerabilities, and stressed that maintaining low and stable inflation will depend on advancing structural reforms, boosting productive capacity and enhancing competitiveness across sectors. The Water Resource Management Authority, WAMA, has advised communities in Kanchuria, Chinsali and Kasama districts of Muchinga and Northern Provinces respectively to remain alert and take immediate action to protect themselves and their property amid flooding expected in the said areas. Flooding is expected on the Chambishi River in Kanchuria district between 14th and 20th February 2026, affecting villages located near the Mpika Kasama Road Bridge. WAMA Senior Public Relations and Communications Officer Smart Kalaluka says residents in all affected areas are urged to safeguard property, avoid riverbanks, and move to higher ground immediately. He said that the Lubu River in Chinsali district will reach peak flood levels on 11th February 2026, impacting Mbao, Kalwela, Mweye, and surrounding areas near Lubu Mission along the riverbanks, while in Kasama district, the Lukulu River will peak on February 14, 2026, affecting Kalialia and nearby settlements along the Kasama-Luwingu Road Bridge. He said that WAMA officers are already on the ground monitoring the situation and working closely with stakeholders to respond promptly. Mr. Kalaluka said that WAMA will continue monitoring water levels closely and will provide timely updates as conditions change.
The Kambwititi River will also peak on the same day, impacting Mumbimfumu, Chokolokoso, and the surrounding settlements. Residents are hereby urged to safeguard property, stay away from riverbanks, and move to higher ground with immediate effect. This alert must be taken seriously to protect lives and property.
The Consumer Rights Association of Zambia, CRAZ, has welcomed the government's directive to the Energy Regulation Board, ERB, to institute investigations into the rapid depletion of electricity units. Yesterday, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote directed ZESCO Limited and ERB to investigate the matter and submit a report by March 16, 2026. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, CRAZ President Aaron Kamuti questioned why it took the government so long to address the issue, despite numerous complaints from consumers across the country. Mr. Kamuti has since called on the minister to treat the matter with the urgency it deserves by ordering ZESCO to immediately put to an end to the problem. He warned that any further delay in resolving the issue will continue to negatively impact consumers.
The reaction by the ministry, the Minister of Energy, is timely that for him to give ample time to ZESCO to look at why consumers are experiencing rapid running out of electricity. I think this is something which is in public domain. Everyone is complaining about this.
Mm-hmm.
We anticipated to see the reaction. What we want to see as a country, also as an association, the minister should stay put and tell ZESCO to immediately stop stealing from innocent consumers.
In foreign news, a plane carrying 55 passengers and crew veered off the runway at Somalia's main airport onto the nearby shoreline on Tuesday during an emergency landing. The Civil Aviation Authority said the pilot reported a problem 15 minutes after takeoff from Mogadishu and requested permission to return. It then tried to touch down but overran the runway before coming to rest in shallow water in the Indian Ocean. No one was injured in the incident, which left the Fokker 50 aircraft with a broken wing and nose. Coming up shortly, Netanyahu to meet President Trump as Iran nuclear talks reach critical stage. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Let Crescent Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest.